This is Fresh Air. Coming up, rock parodies from Weird Al Yankovic. But first, songs by three veteran singer-songwriters. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of three new albums by John Hiatt, Steve Earle, and David Bearwald. The more I learn, I find how little I really know. And I'm standing here before you, don't know nothing at all. Except there is no single saving grace, no miracle cures, no resting place. But look in the mirror, see stranger's face. And indeed, oh, good times.
One of this season's most acclaimed albums has been David Bearwald's Bedtime Stories. 4 years ago, Bearwald was half of David and David, a Los Angeles duo that put out one album called Boomtown that was one of the most acclaimed albums of its season. Both Boomtown and Bedtime Stories are filled with Bearwald's lugubrious voice and melancholy point of view. Like a lot of good singer-songwriters, he writes best about the worst things: bad romances, depression, despair.
Crime in the streets. It's almost more than I can bear. It happened again last. Nobody seems to care. And I ride across the river. I visit my poor old mom. Ride the subway back into Manhattan. Nobody. There's no such thing as the law.
I find it hard to climb on the bandwagon for Bearwald's Bedtime Stories. For one thing, there's that voice of his, which I find dolorous whenever it's not flatter than a CD. I don't ask for a technically proficient voice, just an expressive one. And in too many of Bearwald's lyrics, the despair strikes me as unearned, as a pose that doesn't have much thought behind it. Searching for a singer-songwriter who might have more to say, I turned with great hope to John Hiatt and his new release, Stolen Moments.
Well, you can sprinkle all your teardrops across the evening sky, but you cannot hide that twinkle of starlight in your eye. Well, I left my map way back there, baby. I don't know where we are, but I'm gonna pull my pony up and hitch my wagon to your star. You got a real fine love. You got a real fine love. One I am unworthy of. Yes, you got a real fine love, baby.
John Hiatt is another one of those cult favorites with a raspy voice and a hard-boiled attitude. That is, until a couple of years ago. Nowadays, Hiatt is downright chipper, and it's fun to hear him try his hardest to crack the top 40 with music that's rough yet commercial, raggedly sung but beautifully played.
She has a wind as a witness. She has feelings that fly by night. She believes in forgiveness, but it's not love if it holds too tight.
Still, John Hiatt's pleasures on Stolen Moments are thin ones. I went on to a third singer-songwriter, Steve Earle, who's just put out a record called The Hard Way. I played the first cut.
See, it used to be I was really free. I didn't need no gasoline to run. Oh, you could say Jack Kerouac, you'd turn your back and I'd be gone. Nowadays I got me two good wheels. I seek refuge in aluminum and steel. Oh. fall away, was every mile. I'm back out on that road again. Turn this beast into a wind. Clear those that break and bend. I'm the other kind.
Oh dear. I like Steve Earle. I like his ragged John Prine-ish voice. But all this melodramatic, I'm an outsider, self-mythologizing seemed like a shameless attempt to court the Springsteen crowd. I listened to the whole first side and thought, here's a guy who must think this is his last chance on a major label, and he's selling out right and left. But then I turned the cassette over, and it was a revelation. Here was where Steve Earle had hidden the good stuff. The Hard Way is a compromised yet cagey record with sops to the record company on the first side and rough-edged, personal, terrific music on the other side. But those few songs are the best ones I've heard from a singer-songwriter in quite a while.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed new albums by John Hiatt, Steve Earle, and David Bearwald. This is Fresh Air.